WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson observed a lot this weekend with the All-Star activity uptown. He shares his thoughts in today's On My Mind column.
The first hint that this wasn't normal, Charlotte, was the barbershop rolling down Tryon Street. The sign on the front of the van said Shape Up King. And sure enough, if you looked in the big windows on the sides, there was a guy sitting in a barber's chair. I couldn't tell if he was actually getting his hair cut. It's probably not smart to get it done while the truck's moving. That's a good way to lose an eyebrow. The second hint that this wasn't normal, Charlotte, was a line of 177 people waiting to get into the Mint Museum. It wasn't even the Mint Museum anymore, at least not for the weekend. It had been transformed into a giant pop-up shop for Nike and the Jordan brand. That would be Michael Jordan, just in case you haven't picked up a sports page in the last 35 years. People came out of there with armloads of fresh shoes. Some people changed into their new ones right on the street. Others headed for the car and then for a laptop where they could post their new treasures on eBay. Young women huddled in clumps out front. They were dressed for Saturday night at the club, but first they had to survive a Saturday afternoon in February. They were learning fast that it's not always hot in the South. Half the vehicles on the street were black SUVs, hauling around celebrities or people with enough money to act like it. A bunch of amateur paparazzi were lingering around the front of the Ivy's Hotel on North Tryon when a bona fide famous person came out, Jamie Foxx. He caught everybody flat-footed. Half of them didn't even have their iPhones out. And by the time anybody could make a scene, he was in an Escalade and gone. The great sports writer Michael Wilbon once called All-Star Weekend Black Thanksgiving, and you could feel it out there on the street. People of all kinds are invited to the party, but more than anything, it was a celebration of black success. All-Star Weekend isn't just about LeBron James and Steph Curry. It's about Jamie Foxx and Migos and North Carolina's own J. Cole doing the halftime show and Spike Lee watching from the front row. In a lot of ways, that's just as reflective of Charlotte as a normal parade of bankers uptown. We've become a multicultural, multi-ethnic city. The demographics prove it. But that truth doesn't always make it to the glass and steel towers. All-Star Weekend isn't exactly the real world either. We don't always have Jamie Foxx wandering around. But sometimes you have to see a different world before you notice the one you have in a different way. What made us an all-star city on All-Star Weekend is how we absorbed and embraced a diverse America. That's a game we can keep playing, even when the All-Stars leave town.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs every Monday on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comments section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@WFAE.org.